And now, the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of The Shadow Government.
When we last left Mark, he was in Los Angeles, where an actor who portrayed Osama bin Laden led him to a meeting of right-wing media power brokers chaired by Michael Powell. After crawling through a sewer, Mark kidnapped Powell and fled the scene.
Okay, Powell, get in your limo. I want to know where your father is. And stop staring at me like that. You look like Bush reading a thesaurus.
You're making a big mistake, Maron.
Driver, let's go.
And what is that smell?
I don't want to talk about it.
But he did it. Abu Ghraib is exactly like cheerleading, people. 2, 4, 6, 8. All you Muslims masturbate. Pray for your life, Skid Mark. And Charles Grainer, Mark the Shark salutes you. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a thought that
this guy is hilarious.
He can't say things like that on the air. I like his politics, though.
I like Al Franken.
Who asked you, driver? Michael Powell was finally taking me to see the guy I was hired to find, Colin Powell. He dropped me at an apartment in Encino, and I rang the bell. Colin Powell, you're tougher to find than bin Laden. Assuming Bush had actually looked for bin Laden instead of retasking translators and surveillance resources to Iraq and pulling the 10th Mountain Division out of Afghanistan, leaving only unreliable Afghan warlords of questionable loyalty to conduct the hunt at Tora Bora. But even given all that, he'd still be pretty tough to find. And I guess all I'm saying is, you're even tougher. God, I'm exhausted.
Come on in. You look terrible. What is that smell?
Well, I've been tortured by Alberto Gonzalez, attacked by Ronald Reagan's clone, tied down and left to be eaten by rats, chased and shot at, and crawled through a sewer to catch your son, but your wife hired me to find you, so here I am.
Mr. Maron?
Mrs. Powell?
Oh, dear, did I forget to fire you? Let me write you a check. Obviously, this case is closed.
Not exactly. I know about the shadow government. I know about the fake bin Laden. I know about the corporate media conspiracy. And that's pretty much all I know right now. All right, can the music. What I don't know is, why were you on the run in the first place, Powell?
This tape I smuggled out of the White House should explain everything.
He wants to turn himself in. It'll ruin everything. Keep him out of the country. He's our ace in the hole.
Yeah, remember when we used to call Hussein that? Finally had to pull him out of the hole.
Stop laughing.
Sorry, sir.
That's Bush and Cheney. They're not talking about Osama, are they?
That's why I ran. Bush would do anything to get his hands on this tape.
Wait. I may have an idea. Okay, now I lost it because the music distracted me. Enough with that, or I'll... Oh, for God's sakes.
Has Mark uncovered a dark secret of the shadow government? How will he prove it to the world? And is Mrs. Powell being played by the same actress as the last time she appeared in this series? It's been more than 2 months. How would you even know? Find out who knows what, and why they know it, and who'll find out about it, and what they're going to do when they find out, when we hear Mark say,
I... Stop it! I oughta...
That's next time on The Shadow Government. And tune in later for the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company Players production of Buck Rogers in An Egalitarian Century.
Marin, set the controls for the Andromeda Galaxy.
Riley, set a course for Sirius, the Dog Star.
Have those controls been set to the Andromeda Galaxy?
Wait a minute, I'm the captain of the ship.
Oh, no you're not.
Guys, this is your producer. If you don't stop arguing, we're gonna crash into the sun.
And I suppose you're in charge now.
Let's dialogue about this.
The sun, we're headed right for it. Hey, Kalo, cue up the crash sound effect and standby announcer.
I think we should negotiate terms of limited shared authority.
Agreed, but first we'll form a committee to research models of confederation.
That's coming up later on Morning Sedition Radio Theater.